A very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batson. I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. Today we have got, for the 10 o'clock show, we've got Mr. Zach Meir, David Buick, Ryan Littlestone, Jeff Wilkinson, Richard Hunter. For the 1 o'clock show today, we've got Connor Campbell, Sven Lawrence, Richard Jones, and a major market review with Zach. Let's kick off with Zach Meir. Morning, young Zach.
Good morning.
Give me a thought of the day.
Well, surprise, surprise, Chinese exports down 25%.
Huge number.
Yeah, well, I don't know how they're going to achieve 7% growth with that type of figure going around. I don't know. But and also the other thing is that the consumer-led boom that they're looking for to replace the old manufacturing thing. I mean, it hasn't happened in the West. I don't see how it's going to happen there either. But anyway, good luck to them.
Understood. Let's go through a whole raft of slides. Let's kick off with the first one, Tip TV Finance app. Get the latest tips first download from the App Store, as I always say, Tip TV in the 21st century. Let's move swiftly on to join the Tip TV family. As always, Tip TV Finance at official Tip TV. Ask basically if you want Zach some humble opinions on any technicals, please get in touch with us. Let's move on to what's trending. ECB, traders betting for a 10 basis point cut from the ECB on Thursday. The Fed, global cross currents may hit the US. Bank of England, Mr. Carney faces the wrath of Eurosceptic MPs as he announces banks will be offered billions of pounds of extra liquidity to avoid a post-Brexit financial crisis, according to the Telegraph. And China, the FX reserves fall to the lowest level since late 2011.
I thought the banks already had the regulator to ensure the banks have all the provisions in place for any sort of emergency situation.
I guess this is a black swan situation.
All right, okay.
Let's go on to Mike Ingram, market strategist for BGC. His morning thoughts: overnight, Asia falls on China weak Feb trade data and confirmation of Japan Q4 contraction. Bank of England Carney testified before the Treasury Select Committee at 9:15 this morning. Goldman Sachs sceptical of metals rally and suggests shorts in copper and aluminium. They haven't got too much right this year, have they?
That's probably wrong as well. So there we are.
And companies reporting today include RWE, Paddy Power, Merck, Worldpay and Close Brothers. Let's move on to the thoughts from Goldman Sachs. The commodity surge is premature. Market views on reflation, realignment and relevering have driven a premature surge that we, Goldman Sachs, believe is unsustainable. They maintain a bearish view on gold. Well, we know Zach has got very different views on that, on the technicals.
I've successfully called it up. I think anybody looking at the chart would have called it up from, you know, the $1,200 area. It looks like it'll go to $1,350. For me, early back below, I don't know, 1220, really negative at the moment. So it does look like a slow, solid move to the upside on gold.
Understood. Let's move on to part two. Including an early Lunar New Year holiday, the annualised drop of 25% in February was the biggest since early 2009 and almost the steepest on record, underlying the difficulties facing the global economy. Meanwhile, imports shrank by 13%, so that the trade surplus almost halved to 210 billion yuan from 406 billion in January. Let's go on to FX Street, courtesy of Mr. Omkar Godbole. His thoughts today: watch out for a possible bearish price RSI divergence in gold. A bearish candle would confirm bearish price RSI divergence, indicating a short-term trend reversal.
Well, he's agreeing with Goldman Sachs, which I don't agree with. But, I mean, that chart, if you look at any charting book anywhere, you will see a cup and handle formation. And that's one of the best I've ever seen in my life. So, you know, it might go wrong, it could go wrong, but that is a strong chart.
Understood. Let's have a look at the S&P 500. We've been tracking this from this double bottom formation. The S&P 500 holds its rally, currently pausing for breath at the 200-day exponential moving average. That coincides, obviously, with the round number of 2,000. Momentum remains at a comfortable non-overbought level. The conditions should allow the January-February base to fulfil its target, just under 2,100. Any intraday weakness, such as an open this morning, are opportunities to add to longs. Incredible.
Well, it's a perfect W-shaped reversal, so you can't argue with that rock solid rebound.
So we're going to go with that. Okay, so let's have a look at the broker forecasts. You've chosen three, Supergroup, Poundland and Sports Direct. A couple of words on each of these. Well,
Supergroup, this is a bit, little bit of humour for first thing in the morning. The founder, co-founder, James Holder, was caught for speeding 120 miles an hour, banned for driving for 30 days. On that basis, the stock caught my attention, but also because of Cantor Fitzgerald with a buy recommendation.
Poundland, is that something
Poundland,
you go to?
I think that it's been out of favour and hit so hard. All the brokers, well, I mean, anybody who talked about it, sort of like this competition in the space. You know, it used to be an austerity play, but that's all in the price. Shares have halved in the recent past. I think it's probably time now, finally, for a bit of a rebound. We'll see that on the chart.
Okay.
And Sports Direct, similar story there, hit so hard. I mean, it's almost like the devil's retailer now with all the employment practices and everything else possibly going private. Again, I think a little bit a bit of negative hysteria on that too.
Understood. Let's have a quick look at the three charts as of the close last night. Supergroup.
Right, Supergroup. I'm not sure whether that dip was because of the speeding of the founder, but we had a one-day bear trap below £13 there. For me, that's a great signal as far as buying at current levels on a technical basis with the stop loss below £13.
Understood. And move swiftly onto the Poundland Group.
Horrible.
That's a horrible chart.
Horrible chart there. But the last the price action for just this year with a gap down and then that sort of U-shaped reversal gives a bit of hope that, let's say, above what's that 160. We have a reversal there to take it back to £2.10.
Understood. And finally, Sports Direct.
Horror story again. Obviously, the easy play here is to wait for it to break 420, 430 resistance. But I'm suggesting that at least the higher support above £4 or £3.80 is a cue for at least an intermediate recovery.
That's halved. And it was a FTSE 100 security, halved since last summer.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I think that's it's one of the characteristics of the way the markets work these days. You're either, so there's a very binary. I mean, you're either totally in favour or totally out of favour, and it's difficult to be in the middle.
Right. So in terms of the big picture, the technicals at the moment, what would you say in terms of the field position?
Technicals, at the moment, you can see that the indices have been strong or ultra strong all the way up for the last few weeks. FTSE 61.15, old resistance, now support. You've seen the Dow above 17,000, S&P at 2,000. It is all good. Obviously, it might be a little bit too good in the near term, but we've got the Chinese, very bad Chinese data, which is really bad news, should be good news for these markets. And I would go with that really at the moment.
Right. And in terms of that S&P chart we've seen this double bottom formation, 2100 upside target. You would think if those technicals work, that should drag Europe better, shouldn't it?
I think that already stopped the crash happening in January. You've got the situation probably now with the FTSE, though, that if we can get a rebound for the oil, the commodities, you know, oil crude above $40 and gold heading towards $1,300, FTSE might actually start to outperform against that Brexit fear, which the Brexit thing looks like it was a bit of an overreaction. The chances of that happening are very slim anyway. Pounds back, and if the FTSE comes back with commodities, it could be a decent spring.
Right, and finally, equities, so the indices going up, gold going up, okay, can they both be right? One's a risk on, one's a risk off trade. And a simple answer would be inflation, but I don't see any inflation anywhere, do you?
I think the gold trade is basically a US interest rate play that then they're less likely to raise, or if they do raise, they might raise just one more time this year. And that really helps the equity market.
Understood.